Most people don't even know what a bassoon is, says IDRS president and bassoonist Keith Swegger.
First, they ask what I play, and I say bassoon, and then they usually describe an oboe. So that is typical. But I do try to say, oh, Lout and the Grandfather from Peter and the Wolf.
This family of musical instruments gets that distinctive sound from its reed, which is made from two wafer-thin pieces of bamboo cane bound together. When the player blows into the reed, the two pieces vibrate together, just like human vocal cords do. Swegger says these instruments are at home in any genre of music.
You find double reeds in pop music, you find them in jazz, you find them all over the place, and a lot of times sprinkled in such a way that people don't even recognize that they're there, which is wonderful. But again, traditionally, we expect to see these instruments and hear them in orchestras, in chamber groups, in bands, wind ensembles.
There are generally just one or two bassoons in a symphony orchestra, compared with a dozen or more violins or cellos. Aidan Braun, a college student from New Jersey, says their common interest bonds the players.
I think there's a nice sense of community between bassoonists that doesn't really exist with necessarily all the other instruments. And I just think you have to have something, I don't know if I want to say weird, but you have to be a little eccentric to play the bassoon. And so I think that definitely brings us together.
There were 137 events crowded into the five-day conference. Participants enjoyed concerts, masterclasses, and workshops, like this one on a technique called circular breathing, led by Stephen Mershner from Melbourne, Australia.
It's like a chicken wing, all like. What are we doing? We're playing the bagpipes. What's our bagpipe? Guess what? Here we go. Look at me. Can everyone do that? Stop. Don't try to do anything more.
Mershner demonstrated the technique of blowing air out of your mouth while inhaling through your nose.
Doing both of those things at the same time. So the idea is that you see the person playing and they just don't stop. And I go at best probably 15 to 20 minutes.
Without taking something audibly.
So yeah, you can basically keep on going and going and going and going and going and going. So.
The annual gathering creates a rare opportunity for masses of instruments to perform together, like the 22 contrabassoonists of the Contraband. High school senior Dennis Bruckner was duly impressed by the concert.
I don't know that I've ever seen two together, and that was 22, so that's pretty crazy.
What'd you think of it?
It was awesome.
The instrumentalists also showed their whimsical side with a flash mob performance, taking people in New York's Washington Square Park by surprise with a rendition of New York, New York, complete with choreography and a drag queen singer. There are opportunities for everyone to make music at the International Double Reed Society Conference. And they'll do it all again next year at the 2015 conference in Tokyo, Japan. For VOA News, I'm Gail Wine in New York.